Always Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. We continue our perspective of the Musarim of Chachomenu Zichronam Levracha from the perspective of who they were and the different tkufas in history. And now, as we start Mishnah Beis, we pass into a new tkufa. Anshei Knesset Agdeila, and we explain their role, that they are the period of transition from the tkufa when Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to the spirit, as well as the people who were gifted with the matan called Nevuah, which means they lived in a higher realm. And now we're passing through the era, the Anshei Knesset Agdeila, where the torch was passed to the Chachmei HaTorah. Chachmei HaTorah means that their darga is not a darga where they could see into the Olamos HaElyonim. They don't have a saga, they don't hear the voice from above. With their Omol V'Yegiah in Torah, they come to a darga. There is a quasi-madreig of Nevuah called Ruach HaKodesh. It's what Chazal call a bas koil. A bas koil means like a daughter of a koil. Means it's not the koil itself, koil referring to Nevuah. It's a bas koil. This is the way our Rebbe Ramosha Shapir Zatzal used to explain the word bas koil. So Shimon HaTzadik would seem to be that he's not really from the Anshei Knesset Agdeila. He's not fully ensconced in the Tkufas HaNevuah. Nevuah ended with 40 years into Bayis Sheni, with the Ptira of Ezra Sofer, who was the Kohen Gadol, the first Tkufa. Chazal tells us that Ezra Sofer is Malachi, he's the last Navi. At the end of that Tkufa, there were Chachomim, who were Shaykh to Anshei Knesset Agdeila. They weren't really part of that group. They're younger. They're the next Tkufa. But they still had the atmosphere. They were the bridge, the transfer point for the spirit of Nevuah to Chachmei Yisrael. And the greatest amongst them, he's the God Ladar in this Tkufa of transition, is Shimon HaTzadik. He huwaya mishiyorei Knesset Agdeila. That means he's not me Anshei Knesset Agdeila, he's mishiyorei Knesset Agdeila, which means that he still has on him, like the end, the shirayim of Knesset Agdeila, of the Anshei Knesset Agdeila, still cleave to him. And we'll point out something else. Like we said, the stopping of Nevuah was 40 years after, into the Tkufa Bayis Sheni. And Chazal tell us, it's really a braisa in Seder Olam, and the Goyin is Marchiv this Nekuda, that was when the Yitzra Avodah Zara as a real force to be reckoned with, became a non-entity. How did that happen? The Gemara Yuma, famous Gemara, tells us about how they were mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zara. It's clear that was Be'erich that Tkufa. What the Goyin explains very clearly is that these two were really one event. The cessation of Nevuah and the Bittul of Yetzirah Avodah Zara. What's Yetzirah Avodah Zara? Avodah Zara was an unquenchable, burning desire to connect to the forces of the Olam HaRuchni. Now, the Ovdei Avodah Zara, the Yetzer Hara, is that they were really connected to Gashmis, they were really connected to Olam Hazeh, they weren't connected to the Ribbon Shel Olam. But even the forces of Gashmis in this world, eating, drinking, fertility, prosperity, the weather, all these are physical forces, but they're all controlled by Dvar Ruchniyim. So what they did was, their Yetzirah, the Avodah Zarah, had them tap into the forces, Kiviyachol, that control all the natural forces of the world. When one serves the Ribbono Shel Olam, one knows that there are no natural forces. There are no forces behind nature. All there is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam has tools, has avodim at his dispensal, called the forces of nature. So the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah really is a deep level of ruchniyistic connection channeled in a bad way. The flip side of that, it's really one nekuda, but the flip side of that, the tzad ha-yetzer tov of that, is Nevuah. Being mevatel, the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah, was creating a short circuit between the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaGashmi, but even where there isn't a direct connection anymore, there's no Nevuah. So these were really the same thing that happened in the same year. It's two sides of the same coin. Chazal in those days made a decision that it was worth losing the Matana of Nevuah to preserve Klal Yisrael, because the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah had dragged Klal Yisrael down in the Tkufas Bayis Rishon. It was responsible for the destruction of Klal Yisrael, and even the force of Nevuah had been used to damage in the person of Nevi'e Sheker, who was so prevalent, Kimavur in the Sifrei and Sefer Malachim, in Novi. That being said, Shimon HaTzadik became the Kohen Gadol, Chazal tell us, the year that Ezra HaSofer was Nifter, he was Mishiori Knesset HaGdolah. By him, there was a tremendous transfer point of that Koyach of Nevuah to Koyach of Chochmah. And here, let's add another level. Chazal tell us, then the first year when Shimon HaTzadik was a young man, was the year that Alexander Mukdon, Alexander the Great, marched on Yerushalayim. He had started his conquering march through the civilized world a few years before that. He marched on Yerushalayim that year with the intent to destroy Yerushalayim. He was met outside of Yerushalayim by Shimon HaTzadik, an entourage of Chacham led by Shimon HaTzadik, dressed up in the Bigdei Kohuna. When he sees Shimon HaTzadik, he falls off his horse and he falls down on the floor and he's mishtach in front of Shimon HaTzadik. And he says, this is the Mara that appears, this man appears before me in battle. He's my koyach. That means he was machni himself to the Odom Ha'elya and the Odom HaShalom they saw. That's what it means. Shimon HaTzadik, the Tzadik Yisrael. Tzadik means he's a Tzadik Yisrael. Dressed in Bigdei Kohuna, he was machni himself. And this was a ma'ase of a similar bottom that the Yevonim, who are the descendants spiritually of Alexander Mukdon, would be machnia themselves, not be machnia by rotzen, but machnia by force, to chashmenoim kohen gadol ubonov. What we see over here is that the ascendancy of Greek culture is also related to this, and it's partially why. Greek culture replaced abayri kol ha'olamim with the scientific method of seeing everything logically. The greatest amongst the Chachmei Yovan, Aristotle, saw the whole oimik of the natural world, but that first step of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam that created the world, Yeshmain, he was Makrish, the Ramban says, that there's a Borei Olam. That means it's possible to deny a Borei Kol Olamim. Reb Moshe Zatzal explained to us that it's impossible in a world where Nevuah is a koyach to deny that there is an Elyon al kol Elyonim. It's impossible to deny a Borei Kol Olam in a world of Nevuah. It's only a world sans Nevuah, right after the stopping of Nevuah, that's possible for Chochmah Yevonis, the Chochmah of the natural world which denies the Borei Kol Olamim, to gain ascendancy. Memela, his march in Yerushalayim was that year, and even in that he had to be Mevatel himself. He had to be mevatel himself to who? The first of the Chachmei HaTorah, the Chachmei HaTorah Shebaal Peh. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of the complete subjugation of Yovan to Chashmenei Yobonov, is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Shimon HaTzadik was the one, he's Mishiori Knesset HaGdolah, he's the first of the Chachmei HaTorah Shebaal Peh, in a Tkufa when Torah Shebichsav was sealed, it was the end of the Tkufa of Nevuah, the end of the Tkufa of Ruach HaKodesh, of Ksuvim. Mikan ve'elich, we have Chachmei HaTorah. Now, what that means to say is that the old, it's not just an old Koyach Ruchim, but it means that the old pillar that the whole Olam HaRuchni stood on, the whole Klai Yisrael stood on, which was Nevuah, was now null and void. Whenever there's a slippage, whenever there's a crumbling of foundations, the Tzadikim, the Chachmei HaTorah, have to create new foundations. And that's why Shimon HaTzadik has the unique title of Tzadik. Tzadik denotes a state of Tzadik. Yisoid Olam, he's the foundation of the world. Every god Lador is the foundation of the world. Why is Shimon called HaTzadik? Because till now there was a world that was based on Harsinai, a world of Nevuah, a world where it was possible to hear the voice of Hashem. A world with a direct connection to the Olam HaRuchni from Shimon HaTzadik and on, that no longer exists. So Memele, he had to create a new Metzius of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Chach, not that Teresh Baal Peh is new, but that's the Yisoid Sheol of Oymid Ha'olam, and because of that he has the title Tzadik. His Avoida in this Memra is solidifying Mikan Ve'elich, the Yisoidos that lead a Yid close to the Rabban Shalal. Now we do have a Pasuk, the Gemara Makis tells us, Bo Chavakuk V'yemidon Alachas, Chavakuk is from the later Nevi'im. And Chavakuk tells us as Klal Yisrael was heading towards the end of Bayis Rishon, Tzadik Bemenoso Yichyeh. And he creates Kol HaTorah Kula on the foundation of Emunah. The foundation of Emunah is seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam as a reality. The ultimate of that is Nevuah. That was Tkufas HaNevuah. Now Shimon HaTzadik in a world without Nevuah is going to be Maimid the Yisoid Deha Olam on not one yisoid of Hakoras HaBoyrei, but three fundamental pillars of action, three fundamental pillars of behavior. Hu haya oimer al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimid, al ha'Torah, al ha'avoida, val gmilus chasadim. These are not new things, but to solidify the clarity that these are the foundations, everything is there. The Mefarshim explain that Gemilas Chasadim, of course, is ben adam l'chaveroi, avoida is ben adam l'mokoim. Torah is, interestingly, the Svarim referred to this ben adam la'atzmoi, the Maral says. Ben adam la'atzmoi means the yisoid of a person in his self-growth. Not so much in his relationship with the Bar Olam. Of course, a person who learns Torah properly, a person who's arangaton in Torah, of course, has a deep, abiding connection with the Bar Olam, but that's not what he's working on when he's learning. When he's learning, he's working on understanding the Dvar Hashem. He's not working consciously on developing his kesher. That's the realm of avoda. Dikduk b'mitzvahs, tefillah, gemilas chasadim is working on one's relationship, of course, vital with the baruch alalamim, by relating to other yidden. That's called gemilas chasadim. Every time we have a three, be it the avos, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Avram's connected gemilas chasadim, Yitzchok's damud avoda, Yaakov Avinu is damud hatayra. Or if we say these three things, like Gimel Chamurais, Gilarai, Shvichas Dom, Mavedizor, they're all going to be predicated on some type of perspective of these three. So there's a lot of levels of depth here, but we're just learning the Mishnah, Kitzur Rosso. These are the Yisoides of all Jewish activity. Mishnah Gimel. Continuing on, Shimon HaTzadik still has the atmosphere, he's still permeated by the atmosphere of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, his Mishiori Knesset HaGdolah. He gave over the Messiah, the God Lador, and the door following him was Antignes Ish Soichoi. He's Kibbom Mishimon HaTzadik. This is the only one, Reb Moshe pointed out, that he's the only one of the Chachmei Yisrael who's listed in the chain of transmission as a Yochid. Shimon HaTzadik, at the end of the day, is still mentioned in his relationship with the group of Chachmei Yisrael. Before that, we have Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Neviim, Zkenim. Before that, Moshe and Yeshua. But for hundreds and hundreds of years, we are given that the Maseiros HaYisrael is to a group. But because we learn Shimon HaTzadik as a Yochid, Tzadik Yisoid Olam, so Antignes Ish Soichoi, again, in that transitional period, he's the first full member of the Chachmei HaTorah who's not part in any way of the Knesset HaGdolah, which was still Shayich somewhat to the world of Nevuah. He's completely a product of the world of Torah, given over in a world without Nevuah, and therefore he also has to stand as a Yochid in order to create a foundation for the Olam HaTorah and the world of Chachmei Yisrael going forward. I always have our Gosha that because the world of Chochmas HaTorah, since it's not a world of Nevuah, can have a competitor. The Nevuah has no competitor. There's Nevi'e Habal, there's Nevi'e Asherah, there's Nevi'e Shekeb, those are all Narishkeit. The only real competition to Torah is only when there's Chochmas HaTorah, which is the understanding of the mind which delves into Dvar Hashem, and a person could compete with that with Chochma Lahavdol Alef Hevdalot. Of course, not competition, but seemingly it could be competition, and that competition could be directed by Chachmei Yovon. And the tkufa of the troubles and the hundreds of years of back and forth and struggle with Chochmas Yovon and then Edom and then Western culture for thousands of years now started when Nevuah was Nifsak. Antignes Ish Soichei, because of that, Kishmoy, he has the first one of the Chachmei Yisrael that has a name which is clearly Yovonis in origin. Antignes is not a name that we find tkufas by Yisrael. It's clearly a name, the Shroshim of which have to do with Yavonis. Chochma Bagoyim Taimin. There is a reality of Chochmas Yavon. So there's a reality of Yavon, and the name he could have in the Chitzonis, it could sound like he's living in a world of Yavon, but really in the Pnimius Hadvar, even the word Shame, who's the competitor to Yefes, Yefes is the Chitzonis, Shame is the forerunner of Klal Yisrael, the Pnimius is that he's the Rosh of Sanhedrin. And he's the Tzadik Yisrael, Kibbom Mishimon HaTzadik. And before I should point out, look at the Tais Yomtiv, that in the first Mishnah, we had a Lashon of Misoro. Right? the process was referred to Mesorah LeYeshua, Yeshua L'Zkenim, which means Yeshua Mosor L'Zkenim. Mesira is in its entirety. Neviim Mesoru Alachik Nesak Deila. But because Antignus Ish Soichoi is a new Metzius, so the Loshen over here is Kibel. Kibel is a lesser darga of carrying over than Mesira. And the first time it's mentioned is over here. He's the last of the Chachmei Torah that stands as a Yochid. After him, the world has already been created of Torah Shebaal Peh. Thereafter, we go back to joint leadership of Klal Yisrael and joint Kabbalah and Mesira of Chachmei Torah. Hu haya oimer, al tiu kavodim hamishamshin esarav al manas l'kabal pras. Don't serve the Rebbein Shleilam expecting a reward. Be like Avodim of the Rebbein Shleilam, not wanting a reward. Unfortunately, I have a lot of diukim. Clearly, a very integral part of Yiddishkeit is believing in Tzchar V'Einish. Believing that the Rebbein Shleilam does pay. Those that do mitzvahs, those that learn Torah, are zeichel lechayin etzach, and those that don't are punished. That's a halavis. You can't get away from that. Antignus Ish Soichoi wasn't coming to say that shouldn't be part of the perspective of a Yid. He's just saying that shouldn't be part of the tzuras ha'avodah. What's the significance of taking this away? And they have diukim over here is mentioned. The one who serves the Rebbein Shlom over here is called an Eved, and he's not serving, he's being mishamish the Rav. Pras is anyways a matona, is not only is he not serving the Rebbein Shlom to get what's justly his, even if it's not justly his, it's just an award, a prize. Pras and the word prize are related. But one should still serve the Rebbein Shlom without that perspective. And why was Antignus Ish Soichoi the one to bring up this perspective? What it would seem is, and if we say the Hu Hayo Eimer, means Hu Hayo Eimer means this was his message. It wasn't just something he said. This was him. And this is our perspective of that shlav, that rung in the ladder of Mesirus HaTorah, called Antignus Ish Soichoi. Our perspective of that is a world of Altiu Kavodim V'chule. L'chor, what it seemed to mean is like this. Like we said, the world of Antignus Ish Soichoi is the first time that Klal Yisrael served the Rebbein Shlom, completely in a world where you can't feel the Olam HaRuchni. We live in a physical world. We believe in Olam HaRuchni, but we certainly can't see it, we can't feel it. The world of Nevuah is a world where there's much more of a sharp connection, and any Yid who served the Rebbein Shlom, did a mitzvah, felt innately connected to the Olam HaRuchni. It was impossible to serve the Rebbein Shlom without a supernatural gefil. That's what Nevuah is. Nevuah means a person gets to a daga where the Rebbein Shlom actually communicates to him. But all of Torah, all of mitzvahs, is all a suffusion of connection with the otherworldly. And now in a world post-Nevuah, we live in a physical world. Like we said, that's why Chochmas Yavon, which is math and science and cause and effect, could be compelling in a world that's all about the cause and effect in the physical world. So when a person's doing mitzvahs, behechrach, there has to be a transfer. Instead of doing mitzvahs with an otherworldly sense, one has to do mitzvahs, one has to serve the Rebbein Shleilam with a gefil that's worldly. There has to be a shaloi amanas l'kabal pras. It's not a function of you're serving the Rebbein Shlom and there isn't a price to pay if you don't serve the Rebbein Shlom. And it doesn't mean les din v'les dayin, that there is no schar, but what it does mean is that it's not a natural part of the experience of learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and serving the Rebbein Shlom in all ways, ben adam l'amakom, ben adam l'chaver, ben adam l'atzmai, it's not naturally drawn to be an otherworldly experience. One has to serve the Rebbein Shlom with a sense of pleasure in this world. What we call Geshmak Tzayin Ayid. The Mefarshim say what this means is, Yira is always from a sense of a person could be punished. Ava is just a complete connection to what a person is doing in the here and now. Ichdin the Rebbein Shalom v'alichdin the Rebbein Shalom. I'm serving the Rebbein Shalom for here, for now, for the experience, and for the Rotzen of being Dovak in the Rebbein Shalom, for the experience of being completely Nichna to his Rotzen. That's in this world, that's Shaykh Ta'avo. That's why he had to add, V'yimayu Shamayim Aleichem Avada, not one shouldn't forget about the perspective of Yir. It's similar to, let's say, Kiviyochel. We would say, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, taught us that even while one is enraptured and wrapped up in learning, even the geschmack in learning does not negate the need for learning Musar, which gives one a sober perspective of Yiras Shamayim. So in the world of Antigonus Ish Soiche, the Hu Hoya Oimer that he gave over to Klal Yisrael was this perspective. Of course, focusing on the here worldly, on the worldliness of Torah Mitzvahs, would sound as if he's de-emphasizing the other worldliness, there came about groups of Talmidim that were called Tzedukim u'Baisusim, from Tzadik and Baisus, and they were Koyfin Neilam Aruchin. They said, if Antigonus said, don't serve the Rebbein Shlalem for pras, for an otherworldly experience and reward, that means it doesn't exist. Now, B'dayus Kadmoinim, it was impossible to not believe in Elam Abo. Elam Abo was a tangible reality. Same way, if you're in the kitchen, you can't deny that there's a dining room next door. You know it's there. When they lived in a world of Nevuah, they lived in a world where Elam Ho'emes, the Elam Ho'amitius, was right next door. It was a tangible reality. In a world post-Nevuah, we know it, we believe in it, but it's not a tangible reality. So Memela, they were able to actually deny belief in the afterlife, in Tchis HaMesim and so on. And that's how there arose the first reality of Kvira in the Rebbein Shlalem and Tzchar Vayinish and so on. Again, that could only exist in a world without Nevuah. So that's all part of this Mishnah and part of the Tkufa of Antigonus Ish Soichai.